Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Crop progress numbers out from USDA yesterday afternoon showing the U.S. Corn crop now at 59% good to excellent, same as a week ago. Soybean crop condition 58% good to excellent, same as a week ago. Cotton crop 65% good to excellent, actually 1 point up from a week ago. Good to excellent on the grain sorghum is at 56%, same as last week. We're now 34% planted as far as our winter wheat crop is concerned. In Oklahoma, 28% now planted. That's same as a five-year average. 37% planted in the state of Texas. That's up 5 points from the five-year average. And 27% of the Kansas crop now in the ground. That's up 2 points from the five-year average. The corn crop nationally is looking right now 18% harvested. We have 16% of the U.S. soybean crop harvested. Cotton crop 11% harvested at this particular juncture. Grain sorghum crop is now 31% harvested thus far. Let's talk a little bit about the topsoil moisture numbers. They are out and they are grim in many parts of the country, including here in the Southern Plains. 79% of our soil, topsoil moisture rated short to very short in Oklahoma, 74% short to very short in Texas, 58% short to very short in Kansas. Worst spot in the country is Montana, 98% short to very short. As far as pasture range ratings are concerned, 23% good to excellent shape. That's down 1 point from a week ago nationally. 26% of the Texas pasture ranges are good to excellent shape. 32% in Oklahoma, 34% in Kansas. Worst spot in the country, Washington State, 98% poor to very poor. Over the weekend, quite an event for the Diamond Hats, their annual gala, raising money to support the exhibitors at the Oklahoma Youth Expo on an annual basis. This year, a record amount of money raised, $275,000. Rachel Pickens, president of the Diamond Hats, says it's all about establishing a floor for those that get into the premium auction at the OYE each year.
We are able to floor, basically put a level on each individual animal that walks into the ring with the money that's raised here at the gala tonight, as well as other generous organizations that support that every year. So we make sure that without a doubt, those kids that are making it to that top level in our state, that they're going to walk away with a set premium amount. And a lot of times it goes far over those. There's people that, you know, continue to bid on past what our floor is, but that this Diamond Hats organization has been just a solid foundation to get us to that level.
Diamond Hats President Rachel Pickens of Stillwater. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.